Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. Umoide b'knas pater. B'hari lo tavo el knas levado. And he wasn't making a claim against him except for the fine. But lo b'nishman. That's what he swore about. B'kimin di'i oidele kamon lo mishalman. Since if he were to admit in front of us about it, then he would not pay for the fine. Ki kofi nami lama moine kofi. And so too, when he was denying it, he wasn't denying something which is called money. Because that's what the conditions in the ksuba is. So Pirkin, as we'll see later in our parak, the female children that you have from me, they will sit, live in my house, and be fed from my estate and money, until they marry. Rather, it's coming from the condition put into the ksuba of their mother. Amon in the sense of Nixa Yisayim, the Hanami tonight Ksubahu, the Pirkin. This is also conditioned the Ksuba later in the Parak. Atehe Yosfa Bebesi, you will live in my house. And the son of Nixayim be fed from my estate, calling you may make a more life the whole time that you are under a widow. Umaisi Yedehe Shalahan, Alma Bamokam, our family sit in the place of the father. But Bito Nichel Le Beharvocha, Shetar Viech, Maisi Yedehe, she should gain her earnings, Levad Neparnasasa, above that which she's being fed. Almana Eitzel Habas Mishmei is a person who dies when Nech Almana Basa lives over a widow and a daughter. Nechsem Muatan Sheim Behen Kedei Parnasas Shneimos Chodesh. It's not enough to feed them for 12 months. Kedemar Perik Mishmei. But Habasas was saying them Sechas Habasas the Perik Mishmei. So Ketani, and we're saying over there Habanos Yizana, the daughters get fed. The Habanim Yishal Alap Sakim. The sons are going to have to collect money. Taima De Bechaya Av Asasahu. It was made. Vezachabahu. But the father already has the rights to it. But Rishu Labanim to give it over as inheritance to his sons. So it was done. Have a la'asu goes to her. For the fact that the town needs to teach us this. Lo mishen and nizaynis. For example, shalohayim the chasim. There's no money whatsoever. My lemeber, do you go low itzrich lashmi? We also tell this inference. So la'acham misa za'av la'asva. If she earns money after her father's death, she gets it. V'yil lashminan. He gufo, and if it's coming to teach us that in itself, the mashal sasa b'chay av ba'achim, that what she did while her father was alive goes to the brothers. She did this obvious to zochah be'av, the father has the rights to it already. The mamoinehu, it says it's money. V'lo k'bal knesa, not a fine. Avilu ma'neim m'seches gittim flux. The machlekas is in m'seches gittim la'hadafa li'olam l'diuga di'lo isk. We need it for her inference. Lashmi to teach us the ma'isi de'al la'achim misas av. That the earnings that she has after her father dies, she gets. And we're talking about where she's not being fed. Because you should not say that the rights that the father, the Torah gives the father and his daughter, is considered money that he can inherit it over, pass as inheritance to the son. So the kashal chana, which you're asking, but my tits and what she's going to be fed with, halo garma evet, if she's no worse than a Jewish slave. Ki itzrich lashmin and lahadaf. What we need to be taught is with regard to the extras. Shemai siyadeha oydiv almazan lasaha, that her earnings are more above her being fed. Itzrich lashmin. That's what needs to be taught. Amar Rabba b'chigav Rabba kervesev the oisul lahat yuchta that has his reputation. Lo havi yodi did not know the ika hadafa that this extra earnings. Umatzi l'dchuye v'lishnei is able to push off and answer. V'shein and zaynis we're talking about which is not being fed lahadafa. And for the extra earnings, I feel often even so, also he still has the reputation. Allah Kachach was forced to say, "Rabbi Yosef, time ago, he knew the reasoning. That you have to, my obviously, that's a good reputation." And this is what his question was: Masisin from our mission. The Rosheshes and Rosheshes. The Gittani Masisin, the mission of Mitziasa in Maisi Yedeha, her finding a lost object to her earnings. But Lomalim Misni, what do you have to say? Teach it. Baha lo shaykh lemis. It's not a connection to teach it. Even though she did not collect it yet, there's no reason to say that line from by a lost object. The meman gavsa, who is she collecting it from? Allah hokli kamer. May see that kmitzios. The masha also so bechayi ab that which she did in the lifetime of her father. La'av goes to the father. Ulu yershin to those who inherit him. Masha also la'achem yisus the ab that which she earned after the father died. That's what she gets. Ma mitzios the mitzios of pshitulon the la'atzma because the mitzios obviously goes to her. The ha afil bechayi. Because even when the father was alive, the father doesn't get it. Elon came smucha al shulchan unless she's being supported by him. As we say, because we don't want him to hate his daughter. Since he's not obligated to feed her, The chayiv while he's alive, ketanam bepirkan, as we're going to see later in our parak, have enu chayiv b'mitzvah nisbizo. Father's not obligated to feed his daughter. Be a martyr if you can see mitzvahsa. But as soon as she gets her lost objects, sulo yav lo mizaynis. He's not going to feed her anymore. Elokayim bepirkan, and later in the parak, naming arminian, we also say zakay b'mitzvahsa mishum eva, that he gets her what she finds because of hatred. Our achim brothers al karchayim zandam and lechseav, they're forced to feed her no matter what from the father's money. That's the non-Jewish slaves, which obviously went through conversion to become slaves, but they start off being non-Jews. The rights that the Torah gives him and his daughter. Of a rape of chavolas and wounds. That's what the Torah is talking about. But her earnings, the midi, the shchiach, which is something which is common, and you're making her lose money. The hom is zonam inayik, because she's fed from it. There's Sarah, it's Didahab, it's hers. Hatsara de Gufahu. But Sarah Lozachi Le Rachmana. And her Sarah Laab, that's paid the Torah doesn't give to the father. Kinan Tanya Bachoibel, as we say in the Perkachoibel, Bobakamo. Bibnoi Bibito Katanim Yasalim Segula. If it's his sons and daughters who are minors, you make for them some sort of thing to save the money until they become adults. Daphnim Gimel, Amid Aleph. She's now worthless. If there was a father, delay, he would belong to him. Because he's able to sell her. Who is Rabbi Zeir? Who Rabbi Zeir? They're the same person. Rabbi Zeir and Rabbi Zeir. So when he was in the bubble, before he went up there to sell, there's no smicha bubble, called Rabbi Zeir. He was called Rabbi Zeir. And in this statement, there are those who say, he said before he got smicha. And those who say, it was after he got smicha that he said it. Shmuel habikarlu shakut. It was called shakut al shum and the chosaka basi bedini. Since we pass on him in monetary law, shokid al dvar v'omer b'kal halacha, and he was careful about his words to say according to the halacha. Ha rav amr liel earlier. Kirav sheishes the pasha liel that he was obviously answered said obviously earlier. Bito mamun. So that learning out the halakha was by the daughter from the widow. And he said that the earnings go to the brothers. What says in the Mishnah? Ksuva shel av, ksuva shehi goyvim mishnei erisin halalo. The ksuva she collects of these two erisins. The kasava and we're holding ish ksuva la rusin. The rusin does the ksuva. We may narrow. So kind of come. We're talking about where she's an arrow or a minor. Ksuvasa shalot the mishah hisia, because when she was married, pakur rishusay, he lost his right, his jurisdiction. The basar guvaina, as we go after the time that's collected, the guvaina basar hachihu, and the collection was afterwards. Velo azin the basar kasuga, we don't follow the time that it was written. Learn to say, hol of harishan nichtel boidu rishusahav, since the first one was written, while she was still in the jurisdiction of the father, the havid avda, the father should get it. Rishan nishal avda, time of refresh, but gemar, the reason we'll explain in the gemar. Gemar the gemar, sulo chazir le insuve, the havi chazoko. Leos Valaha Mason, because we have a chazaka now, her husband's died. The duck, Tanav and Wilson, the Tanav was being careful in his words. The Lolan could have been there. It's not to say in a way that's bad things happening. Agav Orche, the boy Laag Murinon, Mishpat HaKsuva, we're coming to teach you the halachas of Ksuva, Machlokas of Yehudna Rabbanon, and Machlokas of Yehudna Rabbanon, Nogat Lishna the day, he used his language, the Mistalim Karebi, to go according to Rebbe, the Amr Mzechazivamas, the Sem Mzechazivamas, this is the reason that she marries. First one, Humazin, he dies, Lashani, the second one, Humazin, he dies, Lashutu, Latinase, she can't marry a third husband, the betrays him, and he had a Chazaka, the two times is already a Chazaka. Mishas Ersin Shabal Harishon. The first husband is chayv lo ksuba. He has to give a ksuba. The zochah ba'av, and the father gets the rights to it. Avol be'erus and sheni, but the second erus and lo zochah. She does not. He does not have rights to it. The mishnis is the reason. The one she had nesuin to the first one. Pakas chusimine. He already lost his rights to her. Hoyl be'rushus and lichtabim ksuba harishena. The first ksuba shahoy lofnei nesuin, which is before the nesuin. The hilkach therefore pakar kaidem nesuin. She gets be'geris before the nesuin. Lo nechtav b'rishusa wasn't written in under the father's jurisdiction. Hada garsin nechtavim l'sharav, that you write have a plural language of writing amana amasayim the ksuba. It's going on the 100 or 200 zuz of the ksuba. Umigbot me'emas gavya. Kolim means to say le'inyan zechia da'av with regard to the rights of the father. The hachazin le'alav baster erisin. You see, we don't follow the time of erisin. I feel Rabbi Yehuda, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Ketanis who said. Mother of Yehuda marries his Vito Bokar. Yehuda agrees at the time if there was Erison and then she became a Bulgaris. Alma, we say Bosik Siva, also we go after the time of writing it, letting him retire for Kuchos with regard to seizing land from those who bought it. May I start from when, at what moment can you start to seize Mimish Shabadi from things which have been sold off? Mishas Erison, from the time of Erison, the Hobba, he Shaisa, Echaibet, the concept of because that's the moment that he became obligated in the enactment of the Rabbanon to have a ksuba. Although, well, perhaps ad shas ksuba, you only have rights from the time of the writing of the ksuba, the havi milva mishtar. That's when it's like a loan in a contract. Lo tarfa, you can't seize the land before that time. Mano masayim the mitakanta the Rabbanon lechayev. That from the mitakanta the Rabbanon enactment of the Rabbanon yerchayev tarfa misman erison. And Macy is going to seize the land from the time of Erison if he dies or Garsha or divorces her. Lachad Nisuin, after Nisuin, Terefes Lakuchos, you're going to seize the land from those who bought it. Shalachom in the Echosim Isman Erison Eilach, that they purchased from the time of Erison onwards. The Mahi Shaitza Ishtabit, because that's the moment that's already when the lien started. But the Sefet Shema Almahi law is coming from. Or Shemay Atzma is the gift of change that is coming there. Not from the Akonis Chachamim. Lo Nishtabed Atzman Ksiva Saksubin. There's no meaning on it until the time of writing the Ksuba. Shekandam Yadlo. That she it was acquired from his hands for Chassav, and they wrote it. Echatzav Echatzeh Minan Nesubin. The Higufo Mokla Lishibud Akamu. Because she herself forgave the original lien. The Nisratzav Isman Akosav Ishtar. Ksuba, and she agreed to the time that was written into the ksuba. Kolam Mufurish Balais. Everything is explicit. Bein Iker Bein Tosefis within the main part or the additions. Achas. Shomasayim, but he mukdemes, and it is predated the dafka kaseder, not because the dafka saying in the proper order. Vamar Abuna, but also legos masayim kolomer means to say in lo elo echad mehem. She only gets one of them. But yofal koicha, the gablis is a shatirza, and she has the rights to collect whichever one she wants. Also legos masayim, she wants to collect 200 and dicha lo b'halcha. That's what's good for what she wants. So kain shemachin nechasov, and for example, he sold his property being zman rishon and zman sheni between the first and the second times. The imafko. If she's coming to the Migbi Bishel Shalosh Mois, because if she's going to try and collect the 300, Nimsu Shtari Lukukhos Kaibin, it's going to come out that the documents of the purchases came first. But in Messiah, the 200, to Rephis Lukukhos Mitzvah, the Kosov, and she will seize from those who purchased it from the time that it was written. Then Isa, the Sever Rabhuna, Choy Rishon, Mitzvah, Rishon, the Rabhuna holds that the first obligation comes from the first time, it's Osefis, and the additions is Mizman Sheni from the second time, Hachanami, so too, Tigbu Mizman, Mizman Mishon, she should collect 200 from the first time, Umeya Mizman Sheni, and the other last 100 from the second time. Came in the Loksubo, Biksubo Shni, and the second Ksubo, Svisivo, Sivisloch, Tvasmeya, Amasayim, Shvamino, we see from this that Loi, Lohisabal Rishonah, but he's not coming to add on the first one, Lo Tigbu Shni, she's not going to collect the second one, Elam Kene Rishonah, but unless the first one has been annulled.